Now, having said that, as I see the future, I think we are interested in doing several phase one trials in which we take carboplatin Abraxane based upon our phase one experience and then take various targeted agents in the phase one setting and combine it with that. Again, the risk you have that we've proven with basic cytotoxics is that three drugs are not necessarily better than two drugs, but they're more toxic. With the targeted agent starting with bevacizumab, this is the first time that we've really demonstrated that three drugs with a novel mechanism of action, that being anti-angiogenesis, really does better than two drugs. And so as we look forward to a number of the new targeted agents, then I think that looking at easier, more convenient platinum-based doublets is very attractive. I don't think that's limited to carboplatin and Abraxane. I think a doublet like carboplatin and pemetrexed also is another attractive doublet. This is one that is easy to give. It's quick to give. One day every 3 weeks, you get it done in 60 to 90 minutes. Its toxicity profile from the phase two trials that were done at MD Anderson and done by Giorgio Scagliotti in Italy look very favorable. And so there are a number of these newer combinations that don't necessarily have phase three data in the first line setting, but are very attractive to kind of bring in that third agent, which may have its own unique toxicities. And by reducing the toxicity of the doublet, you're going to just have a much better triplet-based approach, and perhaps triplet-based approach with a unique third agent that's biologically based.
What kind of research data would it take for you to be comfortable substituting Abraxane for paclitaxel with carbo and bev?
From my point of view, one phase two trial. If I saw a phase two trial, reasonably sized, 40 to 50 patients, that really kind of gave me a sense that there were no special toxicity issues, then I would be very comfortable taking that off of a protocol setting and using that with bevacizumab. I don't think we need to replicate your doublet of choice with bevacizumab with every doublet we have. I think this is more of a paradigm proof of concept that angiogenesis is important in lung cancer, like it is in breast and like it is in colorectal cancer, and that it's going to work with any type of chemotherapy. And you could make the argument that it would probably work in first, second, and third line if patients haven't received it yet before.